It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Ready to master the fine art of snacking? Small changes here and there can make a real difference, right, David? Why don't you tell us some of your favorite snacks? Let's start with salty that are on the healthy side and can keep our skin looking great.
You jump right in. I'm a master at snacking, I will tell you. Okay. As we know, I've been working out with my trainer, exercising more, and I think the other side of it is I get to eat more, which is my favorite thing to do.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Well, tell us some of your favorite snacks.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, obviously, I didn't always eat healthy. It is something I've learned, and now why I'm in better shape than I was 10 years ago. And so the exercise wasn't the only answer. It was starting to eat healthier. And I got to admit, I love all kinds of the typical snacks, you know, all kinds of chips, et cetera. I would eat anything I can get my hands on. And what my trainer started telling me about is just different alternatives. Now, you're into nutrition here. You're a certified nutritional consultant.
Nutritional consultant. Yes,
okay,
I am.
And so I'm going to sit here and tell the expert what I do, and you're going to have to tell me if I'm right on track or not. But I got to tell you, instead of eating potato chips, what I started doing is getting cucumbers and slicing them up. And I got to tell you, I now and then will put a little bit of salt on it or a little bit of vinegar or something
That's
like that.
Fine.
But the crunchiness of it is what I really need to satisfy my hunger. It's not necessarily I'm hungry all day because I've filled up on different proteins throughout the day, but I need to munch on something. And so at least I'm getting the benefit of having the cucumber chips, if you will. I like calling them chips. They're my chips because I cut them up, slice, and by the time I've eaten a plate full or two, I am so full. I miss out on dinner sometimes.
Well, you know, I think that's such a great idea, David, because the cucumber, I mean, my 8-year-old loves that. I'll slice them up. She loves salt. I'll put a little bit of salt, and she's just munching them. Another wonderful thing is kale. You can make your own kale chips. This way you can use a very little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt. You put them in the oven, 350, 25 minutes. Just wash it. Make sure you pat them dry really well with paper towel. And those kale chips, again, 8-year-old daughter and I just eat them up. They're delicious. And kale is anti-inflammatory. So again, it's going to help your skin and it's going to help your overall health. So that's another great one.
Now, one of my friends was just telling me about these kale chips. So I swear I've got to try it and I'll have to report
back.
They're
fabulous. You can also buy them as well. Some of them are really nice. For example, if you're a non-dairy person like myself for many different reasons, you can get ones that they can make it taste like they're cheesy. They use cashew nuts or sunflower seeds and use different spices. They're pretty amazing. So you want to watch the fat on those. But again, if it is a nut base, at least you're getting some good healthy fat. And that's important.
Well, I know you're not a fan of dairy products, and I got to admit, I don't have much in my diet, but I'm going to cover one you may not like, but tell me the pros and cons. One of my favorite snacks to do in the evening also is I'll slice up tomatoes with a little bit of the mozzarella cheese. Now, not much, but I have some with it, and it just gives me a variety. Let's face it, tomato has all kinds of antioxidants in it, and so, you know, you've got all the benefits from the health side, and I'm not polluting my body with all the negatives of chips and all the other candy bars or whatever else I'd shove in my mouth.
Well, here's my take. Number one, dairy has been shown in scientific studies, because I've interviewed top dermatologists from all over the country, to have a direct connection to breakouts and acne. Also, if it's from grass-fed cows, you are going to get more of a benefit in terms of the anti-inflammatory properties. If you're buying cheese, that's just your basic, you know, farm-raised, regular cheese, it does have a lot of antibiotics, a lot of hormones, and some other issues. So look for some good grass-fed cheese and see what you can find. I got some recently for my daughter.
Wait, no, those are some good points. Let me keep going with some of the salty and sweet snacks, because
sure.
I think the sweet ones are probably even more important. The salty ones, another one I do is almonds. I keep a huge thing of almonds, cut them up, because now I'm getting the crunchiness of something. And so, you know, you and I are talking about this because you could work out every day, but you're not going to lose weight and be healthy and have radiant skin if you don't start taking care of yourself. And it really is from the inside out. It's not just the chemicals or ingredients that we put on our skin, but how we take care of our overall health. And that's something, you know, we can take care of here by eating healthy and putting nutrients into our body that our body desperately needs for the new skin cells, as well as helping control our weight. But let's go to some of the sweet stuff, because I have a sweet tooth.
Almonds are great. I actually saw a recent study showing that almonds are actually beneficial for your skin. They're very, very good to eat. Again, you don't want to go overboard, you know, maybe a handful of almonds or so if you're watching your weight, but otherwise you are going to get those very important fast, and I know I keep using the word anti-inflammatory, but that is very important for your overall health, and also it does make a difference in your skin. That's, again, why you want to eat the alkaline foods, the green foods, the kale chips, make a green smoothie. And I'd like to make a suggestion for your substitute for the cheese, if you feel like it. One of my favorite things is tomato and avocado. Slice some avocado, put a little salt. There you're getting nice, healthy fat. You get that same mouthfeel. You get that same sort of satisfaction from the satiety of the fat in the avocado. That's my
great idea. No, that's a great idea, and you're the professional with it. I you know, I can tell you some of the science benefits of the ingredients and what we put into it, because we also use some of these things in our skincare. You know, we use lycopene from the tomato and things like that. So there's very, you know, it's kind of funny how I didn't eat healthy, but yet I'd make topical products that were. So it's interesting to see it come full all the way through in my life and the changes it's made. And I did say last time we were on air that we would post a before and after just of the last couple years of my life.
Oh,
and
yes, let's do that.
They actually are putting it together, and we'll post it on the website tomorrow is the intent, because it's embarrassing. I'm proud of the after, but I'm embarrassed by the before. So,
but at
okay.
least you're getting to the after.
Yeah, no, I think my life, it's made such huge changes. I want to help everybody do it because they were simple changes. I'm somebody with a very strong sweet tooth, somebody who did not take good care of themselves from the health point of view, and change that in the difference in a year or less, the difference it's made is unbelievable. So let's jump to it. With a sweet tooth, I used to, there was no excuse. Dessert was the most important thing to me. And so now I've started changing that a little. So I was just on a cruise where they have lavish desserts and everybody laughed at me, but I actually enjoyed mine the best. I if I had to have a dessert, I'd take one spoonful of somebody's, but I wound up learning to go with like a plate or bowl full of berries with a little bit of whipped cream. And that satisfied my sweet tooth, and I got to enjoy it. Another one I do at home a lot is banana chips. I actually take the banana because, let's face it, it's full of vitamin A, potassium. They've got slow-release carbs, gives you energy. But by doing so, I can take a small bite and eat them slowly, and it's giving me energy. And the other thing I started doing is getting a little bit of dark chocolate and just sprinkling a little bit of dark chocolate on it. So now I'm solving my sweet tooth while I'm eating healthy. And let's face it, dark chocolate is a great resource for antioxidants.
Oh, dark chocolate has so many health benefits. And it's funny, I was thinking about, you can combine your love of almonds with your love of dark chocolate and find a nice dark chocolate covered almond. That's what I like to do.
My problem is I have to do it in moderation, or I'd eat the whole bag.
That is, oh my gosh. You know, sometimes I'll tell my husband that you need to, like, I'll take some and put them in a baggie, and I'll say, you need to take the rest of the bag to work. If it's something like that, where I know I can't control myself, you should try that. You know, tell your son, hey, take this with you when you go, you know, to school.
No, I do. I give it away a lot if it's something that's in danger to me. But the other is, when I make my desserts, is I put them on a plate. And in doing so, I then move away from the kitchen and eat it in front of the TV or whatever. And I eat it slowly with whatever I'm drinking, whether it's a cup of coffee or a big, thing of juice or whatever other liquid. And that fills me up as well.
You know what else I've been really enjoying? It has a really nice, it has the MUFAs, which are the monounsaturated fats. It is the coconut milk ice cream. This is great for folks who are non-dairy, whether they're vegan or not. I'm actually, it's funny because I don't eat dairy, but I do eat grass-fed meat and you know, chicken that's raised without hormones, etc. But just a little bowl, again, you got to have that restraint. You can't really have them take it to work unless, you know, your husband or wife or partner has a freezer at work. But just a little bowl, you know, of coconut milk ice cream and a little bit of berries on top. It tastes great. So I think we have some great suggestions today, David. I'm getting hungry, though. All this talk of food is definitely...
It is, but the great lesson or the great takeaway is there are snacks to replace throughout the day, and there's great things you can do at dessert or for a sweet tooth that's going to change your life. And that's the key to take away.
Yes, that is really the key. It makes such a huge difference. And I can't wait to have some chocolate covered almonds. And I got to get some. I ran out of my coconut milk ice cream. I think I ate too much last time. Well, this is so wonderful as always. And just again, just snack smart. Watch the portion size. Get your green foods in there as much as you can. Have your partner take the rest to work if you have no self-control like me. And just make sure you enjoy your life. Eat things you like in moderation. I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack. And this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.